Hey, honey, can I come in? Thank you, sweetheart. Tell me, how are you feeling? Are you doing okay? You're feeling lonely. Oh, it's okay, darling. Your favorite stepmother's here for you. Come here and give me a hug. It's gonna be okay. I'll make sure that you never feel lonely because I'm never going to abandon you. I'm going to be with you forever. Ever and ever and ever. Okay. Why have I been insisting on you calling me stepmother or mother instead of simply stepmom or mom? Well, honey, it's because it's more formal. It reminds you and others that may hear you that I have authority over you. Because not everyone is going to understand that since your father left us like the scum he is, it's just you and me now. And I have full responsibility and authority over you. Because sometimes step-parents will have to deal with unnecessary stuff, like questioning due to not being blood relatives. Or defiance. And I want to avoid all that as much as possible. Especially when you're only blood relative. Your trash bag of a father left us for some dirty whore he met through Tinder. And he didn't even have the decency to leave his money behind. No. He took all the money out of his bank and ran away like a little coward. Oh, if I was able to get my hands on him. But never mind that. That in the end, since he left and abandoned you, I had to step up and take care of you, despite not being your biological mother. I could have given you away. Well, not really given away because you're an adult. I could have just thrown you out, left you homeless. And in debt. But I decided to take you under my wing, despite you not being my child. Aren't I generous? And since I'm so generous, I will not be tolerating any little act of defiance in your part. No rebellious stage or anything of the sort. Because while you may be a fully grown man now, as long as you live under my roof and I take care of all your bills, university, food that you'll do whatever I tell you to when I tell you to do it without any bickering. Understand? Good boy, good boy, good boy, good boy. You're such a good boy. And because you're a good boy, I'm sure you understand the cautionary methods I have to take, right? What do I mean? Well, in order to make sure that you don't do the same thing as your sad sack of a father did, I won't be giving you any chance to escape. I will not leave you out of my sight. That also means that all the doors and windows in the house have special locks on them, which only I can open. I talked with the university and they were more than understanding. And very willing to have all your classes be online. That way, you won't have to leave home for class. Isn't that great? You'll be able to spend all your time with me. Here. And considering you don't really have any real-life friends either, you also won't have to leave the house to socialize. But the few friends you do have are all online, so you can chat with them whenever I'm working. It's perfect. I will have to make sure that they are a good influence on you, though. So I'll make sure to check in every now and then. Oh, don't get your undies in a twist. That I actually already did a check-in the other day. Not since I was getting everything set up. I thought, why not, right? Plus, if I did it ahead of time without telling you, you wouldn't be able to hide any special friends that you may have. But, call me surprised. You actually do seem to have a pretty good taste in friends. They all seem very nice. Although, some did give me a few red flags. So I made sure to note them down under their respective little profiles on Discord. So you can see what Mother thinks of them. That way, any things that they may pull won't catch you off guard. And you can choose to live with the risk or cut them out. You know? Oh, and I almost forgot. Since I was already looking through your phone and your computer, I went ahead and look through your browser history. And, oh my. I gotta say, I wasn't expecting to find. Oh. I wasn't expecting to find much. But just a couple of scrolls. And I found Dummy Mommy ASMR. Oh my. Certainly a very interesting find. It's good to know that you're a healthy adult man. So it's normal as well that you'd be interested in stuff like that. Right. So no need to feel embarrassed. It's totally normal. Although I will admit, I wasn't expecting you to be into more dominant, older women. I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? How was it again that they did it in those videos? It was something like right. Like, no, I was a bit more Did I get it correct? Want me to do it again? Oh my. Okay. I'll do it again. But on a very special condition. I will only do it if you beg me. I'll even be nice and allow you to call me Mommy. That's how all those women refer to themselves, right? And I even saw a couple of your tweets calling these women online Mommy and begging them to do. Oh my, so much. So, I think Mommy will have a similar effect on you to Mother, but you can only call me that when we're alone. Got it? Do I make myself clear? Good boy, good boy, good boy. Now beg. Beg Mommy to utter for you. Like the good boy you are. Good bud. I think you can do better. Come on. Tell me how much you want it. Tell me how much you need it. Come on. Be a good boy for Mommy. And beg with all your heart. Good boy, good boy, good boy, good boy. I am so proud of you. You're actually quite good at begging once you put your back into it. Almost like if you were meant to be on your knees and begging. Very much like your father, but definitely cuter. You must have gotten those genes from your mother. From what I've seen of her, I can definitely see the resemblance. They are just adorable. Makes you want to eat you whole, you know. But before I get too distracted by your cuteness, I did promise that I would do that Anahata thing for you. And since you did such a good job with the begging, and even looked adorable while doing it, I'll give it everything I have just for you. Are you ready? Did you like that, honey? You did. I see. Well, that gives me a couple of ideas for how to reward you later. Well, of course, Ellie. Did you think that I was planning on having you do stuff for me without any form of reward? Oh, come on. I'm not that cruel, you know. I'm not like Cinderella's evil stepmother. Now, you may be your father's son, and you may not be related to me in any way, shape, or form, but that doesn't mean I'm going to take it out on you and use you like a slave without thanking you in my own way. But if you do ever want to help me release some pent up stress, just let me know that I am very good at using a riding crop. Don't worry, it won't hurt too bad. I promise you'll even grow to like it. But anyway, get some sweet dreams, honey. Mm. I'll come wake you up tomorrow. Okay. Bye-bye.